Sports Betting Brother, and I want to get into a topic today that I've certainly followed for 23, 24 years, something like that, and that's the lines. And let's talk about how to read the lines in sports betting and sort of the story. We believe that the Vegas or when the odds makers put out the lines, it's presenting to you a possibility and a story on the probability with the total and the side. So for example, in today's game with Buffalo and Troy in college football, it opened up at Buffalo being a favorite at -3. That line has since moved down and come down. And so we have some different websites that we use to monitor money flow, the number of tickets or the number of bets that are on a particular side. And contrarily, and I think way more importantly, is where the money is, okay? So for example, in our mind's eye, certainly everyone's in it to make money, and the money flow can dictate and change a line. Now, the key here is which line, which game. If you're getting a major movement on a small college Mid-America Conference basketball game, something's going on. It's either an injury or some big money moving that line. If you've got Ohio State, Michigan, and the line's changing, that's got to be predominantly more public money, public perception. So, for example, today, we'll give you some just quick examples. And there's something also called reverse line movement. And that's when reverse line movement is when the line opens up at, let's say, a particular number, and everyone and their brother floods it. You know, they got 80% of the tickets and 75% of the money is on that side. And let's say it opened up at -3. And then they lower it to even entice and make it even juicier and sweeter to entice seemingly even more money. That's typically what you could, you know, consider a possible trap, in that reverse line movement means they probably feel the game's going to go a certain way, and they, you know, are trying to bend or steer the dollars to go that particular way. So if you can identify that and understand the key here, the critical key here is to understand who's moving the money and why it's moving. That will help you determine if you want to make a play or not. And some handicappers say, hey, line moves all the time. I do my homework, I do my research, and it is what it is. And if it goes with me, great. If it goes against me, whatever. But I'll give you an example right now. Today, a game going off in the NBA, Toronto and Philadelphia. Toronto started off at a 4.5-point dog. Philadelphia at home started off 4.5-point favorite. You got 91% of the money and 64% of the tickets. That line has jumped to -8. That's almost doubled. So clearly that game is expected to be a Philadelphia blowout tonight against Toronto. So we're going to see. We'll see. But knowing how to read the line with what the total is, and what I mean by that is, if the total is, in say in football, the NFL, the average scores typically come in to be between 42 and 44, 45 points. So if you have anything above that 45, 46 points, that's considered a quote-unquote high-scoring game. Anything under that 42, you know, into the 41, 40, 39 range, considered a quote-unquote low-scoring game. Well, does that match, does a lower-scoring game match with what you can anticipate or try to predict with the two teams, their offensive strengths, their defensive strengths, their, how many possessions, or, you know, all those things that you can try to extract from statistics? Can you just sit back and think about, What do you anticipate happening? You know, how do you think that team's going to attack that team? Is it going to be through the run, through the passes? That, you know, is it going to be kind of a ball control, slow, back and forth, lower scoring game, or is it going to be, you know, a score fest? So try to read and use the information given to you to identify if it matches with what you anticipate and sort of the plan. You know, does that story match the line? Does the story match the total? What's the line doing? And then contrarily, why is it doing what it is doing? I will also tell you, in the NFL, I have learned over the years, if you have a 3-point home dog and it started and opened at 3 and it stayed at 3 and it hasn't moved to 2.5 and it has moved to 3.5 and that line has been the fucking same the entire week and you have more money and more tickets on the other side, whoo, take that home team. It's just, it's one of those deals where if you especially have a home dog in the NFL at +3 and that line has not budged or moved or flinched a tick, and you know everyone and their brothers on the other side, and they just can't take that home dog because it might be like a really bad team. You're like, I can't do it. And, you know, we always profess don't put money on bad teams, but there, that's where your opportunities are at. And that's how you can learn to look at a card and identify the opportunities and identify the games that are going to have some good ROI. So hopefully that helps. The story again, the story in the line, the story that the Vegas and the odds makers put out, see if it matches up with the predictability. Also, a little tendency or a little heuristic to follow is that if you have a higher scoring game, like for example, today in this Houston Army game, the lines dropped down. Originally started, 61, 62, now it's down to 57. I think we logged it in on the under at 58.5. You see some major line movement like that. Again, ask yourself why it's moving that direction. And also, we wanted to point out, typically, if you have a very potentially a good possibility that the underdog is going to do well, if not win the game outright, typically you'd want to play the over. Just because you have both teams going back and forth scoring, typically that would you know, play itself off being over, okay? Whereas on the other side of the coin, in many times, there's actually the Redskins-Titans game today. That's a very low total, and you have a very high spread, meaning I think Tennessee's right now minus 11, okay? But the total's dropped, I think it's like down to like 37, 38. That tells us that game's probably going to be like a, you know, 28, like a lower scoring, but covering that wide margin of, on the side. And in fact, you have 55% of the tickets or the money on Tennessee, even though they're an 11-point favorite. So correlate the small line with typically an over if it's an active dog, and typically the under if you would believe that the favorite will win and cover, because in that case, you know, they're going to favorite would be holding the other team back from scoring. They're getting held back from scoring, that would lend itself to be the under. So again, that's kind of the heuristic or the fundamental. Of course, there's exceptions to that rule all the time, every day. However, you're just looking at from a 30,000 foot view fundamental. That's where you would start. And then as you delve deeper in your research, you would identify, you know, truly what side you wanted to go on. But that would be just sort of a basic fundamental as far as capping lines and looking at lines and kind of getting an initial snapshot of what it looks like for the day. So hopefully that helps. Love to hear any questions. Love to hear any feedback. Love to hear what you might think about this topic. I could talk about it all day. I watch it all day. I love it. I believe it opens up some information and answers to us to make money on. So that's why I watch it like a hawk. Because I've been watching it for so long and I see these tendencies. I see these. So love to get your feedback. Give us a call at 302-858-0733 if you have any questions, or you can always email us at support@sportsbetfunding.com. And we'll be back tomorrow and then get you some insights for Sunday's NFL games before we go into the Christmas break. All right, guys, appreciate it.